ABC News refuses to review laptop from hell while reporting Hunter's claims. By Wendell Hasebo on March 18, 2023. ABC News acknowledged Friday that the legacy outlet has refused to review Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop from hell, all while reporting on the infamous laptop story by printing scoops from Hunter's legal team. In its Friday report on Hunter's counterclaims alleging invasion of privacy in response to a defamation lawsuit brought by the Delaware-based computer repairman, ABC News admitted it has not reviewed nor verified the contents of the laptop or hard drive. ABC News reporter Lucian Brugman, a former Stephen Colbert intern, acknowledged the news organization has not reviewed nor verified the laptop from hell after it was publicly disclosed 2 years ago by Breitbart News political editor Emma Jo Morris, who was formerly at the New York Post and broke what some say is the greatest bombshell story in the 21st century, that President Joe Biden, big guy, was in on a family deal to earn China cash. While ABC News has not taken the time to verify the contents of the laptop, the following establishment news outlets have: The New York Times, March 16, 2022. Washington Post, March 30, 2022. NBC News, May 19, 2022. CNN, July 27, 2022. And CBS News, November 21, 2022. It's reassuring to see ABC News is still reliably liberal. And Hunter Biden is very fortunate to have ABC News reporter and former Stephen Colbert intern Lucian Brugman on his legal team. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, told Breitbart News. Although some media outlets have verified the laptop is authentic, they refuse to acknowledge that President Biden may be implicated in the wrongdoing found on the abandoned laptop. In fact, the establishment media have shifted their position at least 4 times on the significance of Hunter Biden's laptop story after more than 2 years since Morris broke the story at the Post. Morris has since slammed the media for their overt bias. However, despite initial admissions, the media are now stopping short of acknowledging the reporting on the information the hard drive contained, namely, that Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of Hunter's deals. Instead, they are inviting the people who come from the very institutions that outright lied and purposely misrepresented the laptop and its contents in the first place to continue lying and misrepresenting the laptop and its contents. MSNBC, for instance, published a column by former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence, 2011 to 2012, Frank Fiuzzi. The same FBI that buried the laptop in 2019 and then saw a number of former officials sign on to a letter baselessly calling the reporting on it Russian disinformation, insisting the hard drive does not include any incriminating information about Joe Biden. The column calls any focus on Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter a fixation of the far right, and essentially says Hunter's behavior is not anything out of the ordinary in Washington. The media's bias comes as ABC News wrote a story Friday about Hunter's response to a defamation lawsuit brought by John Paul MacIsaac. According to the report, the computer repairman triggered the infamous laptop controversy in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election. In a countersuit given ABC News, Hunter alleges Isaac engaged in wrongdoing by invading Hunter's privacy for which he is seeking a jury trial and unspecified compensatory damages from MacIsaac. ABC News reported Hunter's side of the story. Attorneys for Hunter Biden challenged MacIsaac's claim that the laptop and an external hard drive became his property when Hunter Biden failed to retrieve them within 90 days of leaving them at the repairman's Wilmington, Delaware shop for servicing, citing the fine print of the repair order allegedly signed by Hunter Biden at the time. Contrary to MacIsaac's repair authorization form, Delaware law provides that tangible personal property is deemed abandoned when the rightful owner has failed to assert or declare property rights to the property for a period of 1 year, lawyers for Biden wrote in legal documents. The counterclaim adds that other obligations must then also be satisfied before obtaining lawful title, such as the court sending notice to the owner and the petitioner posting notice in 5 or more public places, and advertising the petition in a newspaper. Despite the legal action, the laptop from hell spawned many investigations, including one from the Justice Department. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, is probing into the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud. The purpose of the probe is to ascertain if Joe Biden is compromised by communist China. Comer's investigation has begun to yield results. This week, Comer proved the Biden family business received a $3 million wire transfer and subsequent payments from a Chinese energy company between 2015 and 2017 upon receiving suspicious activity reports, SARs, from the Treasury Department and subpoenaed records from Bank of America. The $3 million payment was in turn split between four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, from State Energy HK Limited. The family members received $1.3 million collectively. Comer has also caused Hunter to finally admit his family made money from China. He had previously denied the evidence provided by Morris and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. The story has changed throughout, Schweitzer told Fox News. When we first broke this story in 2018, they denied that they were even doing business in China. Then they said, well, we were doing business in China. But, as you pointed out, we didn't make any money. Then it shifted to Joe Biden didn't know about those deals. Comer told Fox News on Thursday that this week's trove of bank records is just one trove he will compile. Comer believes there could be 10 or 11 more troves to be studied. We're going to subpoena more bank records, he said. We're going to do everything in our ability to follow every bank trail. This one deal with Robinson Walker, this is the first deal. There's at least 10 or 11 more. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.